My chamber chicks.
Hey, East Dallas. You are listening to the East Dallas Chamber of Commerce Business Chicks. Spotlight. I'm Megan.
I'm Rihanna.
And we're the Chamber Chicks.
Ooh, my Chamber Chicks.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, hey.
Hey, who do we have on today?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody sit up straight. Get ready. We have Dr. John Botifer. And yes, that is John Botifer, like he bought a fur. Right?
Dr. John, like the DJ, Dr. John. Well, welcome, Dr. John.
Thanks for having
me. He's looking at us in horror, you guys.
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
I've got a thick skin. No, thank you. Thank you so much for letting me be here.
Yeah. So, Dr. John, what are you a doctor of?
I am a doctor of chiropractic.
Okay. And what is the name of your...
Adjust Chiropractic on Garland Road over near... Hypnotic Donuts and Richardson Bite Mart.
And one of our favorite places, Chick-fil-A. We have to whisper because it's not a local business.
Right.
Well, you can get adjusted, get a donut, and get some chicken.
Yeah. There was the block in front of me on Garland Road, I think was probably one of the most interesting blocks in Dallas for a while. It had a barbecue place, another chain though, and has Richardson Bite Mart. It has a bar. It had a t-shirt making place, and it had a gun store. And a wig store, and you could have a whole lot of fun in one block. So,
oh my gosh,
yeah,
I don't remember the gun store, but you do have a lot of cool stuff
right
there.
I mean,
even coming in, well, it's always changing.
It's East Dallas, it's gonna be eclectic like that.
It definitely is.
Okay, so it's right there off of Garland. And how long have you been there?
Oh, gosh, I was on Lower Greenville and then moved over here in 2011. Moved my office over here. I've been living here since 2000.
So you've always been in East Dallas then?
The business has always been in East Dallas one way or the other.
So why East Dallas?
I just love it over here. It's, you know, I've lived in a couple other cities and this part of Dallas just seems normal. I mean, we've got everything over here. We got diversity. We've got swath of socioeconomic areas. We have got great businesses. We've got, I mean, everything I need is probably in about a 3 to 4 mile radius from where I live.
Well, tell us a little bit about your style because, you know, chiropractors, there's so many different styles. So if somebody comes to you, what do you think they can expect?
Well, I guess I would call a more common, if you know anything about chiropractic, it would be diversified, where I use different types of techniques when I go to practice, manual adjustments. I usually keep one foot in evidence base. I read journals and another in practice and in the what ifs. And so what someone can expect is to come in, get a good history. Let's find out what's going on and make sure they're in the right place. And from there, we'll move into the chiropractic realm. Or like I had today, I had to refer someone to an orthopedist if they were in the wrong place. So it's really getting to know your patient, not just from a person they are, but really what's going on with them physically and what their complaint is. A lot of times people are motivated to come to us chiropractors out of pain. So we need to figure out why first.
I know. I'm sitting here cracking my neck like, should I get you to just kind of like do a little elbow real quick?
Yeah.
Well, I think my malpractice insurance would frown on me not doing it at my office, but
okay, fine. Insurance wins.
Yeah, they always do.
So you offer adjustments. Is there any other things that are offered?
We do a number of different adjunctive therapies. We do manual traction. We do electrostim, ultrasound, and really the motivation is to get to some sort of active therapy and some home instruction so that they can not come to their chiropractors as often.
So you used a lot of big words for us people that don't know what those terms mean.
Well, you know, these videos that are flying around on social media that look kind of scary to me as a practitioner, but they popping bones, we get to that point. That's probably our bread and butter of what we chiropractors are identified to do and what we do the best, if that's appropriate for the care. So we pop bones and we relax muscles and hopefully get you feeling better to physically move and get on about your day and your regular activities of daily living and get out of pain. But it's a weird profession because it's not like you go once and get something and move on. Usually a chiropractor is about 6 visits over the course of 2 or 3 weeks. And a lot of times people are good in 4. So I tell my patients it's sort of like blacksmithing something. It takes a few hammers to get things in order and then you're good to go.
So it's not something like, do you tell people like come in when you first start to feel pain, or is this something that you can just do normal tune-ups? Do you really have to be in pain to come see you?
That's usually what motivates you to initially come in.
Sure.
I mean, I've tried to market to, I don't know, other ways, but in my experience, it's usually pain, some sort of pain, whether it be a trauma, a car accident, or waking up with severe pain, a neck spasm or something like that. That's usually what gets people in. It's how they find us that I try to market to. But after we kind of solve the initial problem, then there are a few people that come in on maintenance and, you know, once a month, once every 2 months. I'd love to have a practice of a million once a month patients, but we'll get there.
It's just not human nature.
It's not. Not in Dallas, Texas.
Whenever I think of a chiropractor, I go back to that moment in Sex and the City. This is probably going to date me, where Miranda, she like tweaks her neck in the shower and Aiden has to go over and help.
Yes.
She has to like hold on the rug because she can't move. And I'm just like, I hope that never happens to me.
I do too. But, you know, it's simple stuff like that. Non-emergency care is really...
Well, keep me away from that embarrassing moment of like one of my husband's friends having to come in, get me out of the shower.
Yes, that's the aim.
Yes. Yeah,
and sometimes we chiropractors are pretty good at seeing that, evaluating people and seeing where a continued lifestyle may end up bringing you there. So we like to add on some nutrition and some lifestyle changes, or at least suggestions.
Okay, so like golf and pickleball, are those good for chiropractors or bad for chiropractors?
I don't have any pickleball patients that I can recall, but I've had
marketing.
A few golf people and... Simple things. They'll hurt their back or sprain it on a golf course. And then you start getting into their swings and we can start evaluating the biomechanics that to make them better. I got one guy better and then he came in for a complaint. And I said, well, why don't you try swinging the golf club with your left hand? He's like, well, I can't play golf that way. I go, no, not playing golf that way. You've been teaching your body to do one side of your body to do something for years. How about teaching the other side just as a matter of balance? And he came back and did it. And he was like, wow, I knocked a few swings off my game. And I'm like,
wait, yep. So you got a guy to become ambidextrous? Did I say that right? That's a big word. That's
no, he could not go play golf left-handed. Okay. But that motion, that biomechanical motion, the right brain teaches the left brain. The right side of your body teaches the left side of your body. That sort of balance. And it's really my deep down philosophy is that the body is always seeking a balance. I think he just found a way to, you know, there's some slight subtle muscle issues on one side or the other that balanced out by just a little practice motion of trying to do it opposite.
That's a very outside of the box idea from what you typically would see in a chiropractic office.
Well, I think we are very well trained in biomechanics and I kind of nerdy with that stuff. So I like to look at the body as an erector set and what's not working. Why aren't things moving? And of course, what causes pain, how to prevent pain. And if something's not moving with its full, what we call range of motion, why? Is there something in the joint? Is there something in the muscle? Is there something, you know, do we need to order a test? Is there something that I can't see with my own eyes? Do I need some objective knowledge? Do I need a referral from an orthopedist? I don't know. But that's really what we try to do is solve a problem. And I think it's more based on biomechanics. That's been my training. That's been all my continuing education mostly since, you know, chiropractic school.
Honestly, if you guys know Dr. John, I mean, you not only do that in your practice, you do that for the community. I mean, you are involved in almost everything around town.
Yes, yes.
And you solve problems. So, I mean, you live your life like that. So that's really cool.
Thank you. I never looked at it like that. I just see something that fits like a puzzle and try to connect it.
I mean,
maybe I'm just OCD.
Like, yeah. I feel like we should call you Dr. East Dallas. Because
Dr. East Dallas.
You're always fixing things in
like
East Dallas.
Like Dr. Feelgood, Motley Crue.
Yes.
Was that Motley Crue, Dr.
Yes.
Feelgood?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. Well, I went to school in Los Angeles and Motley Crue. I won't get into that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for the happy hours, right?
Yeah,
every
maybe
last
offline.
Tuesday of the month.
Right, yeah. right.
Two beers and he'll sing like a baby.
Yeah. I've never done this before, so I'm going to try to edit myself carefully.
Oh, darn, darn. Okay, guys. Well, everybody needs to tune in and make sure you buy them a couple of beers at the next chamber meeting.
Yes. So, okay. So other than driving by and walking into your establishment, how would they find you?
I've got Instagram account tied to Facebook account, or Meta, I guess they call it, sit at Adjust Chiropractic, and a webpage, adjustchiropractic.org.
Okay. And social media. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, he did Instagram.
Gosh,
and
this heat.
I tell you.
Okay, so Instagram, Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook, and a webpage. Okay. And a phone
no
number.
TikTok?
TikTok.
No, I'm not doing dances.
Come on.
No.
Dr. John getting down.
No, no one wants to see that.
Well, speaking of that, I think we've hit our limit with Dr. John.
Dr. John, we're going to start a trend.
Yeah.
Okay. It's much easier than my last name, so I'll deal with it, which I've been called every kind of whatever since I was played football in elementary school.
You don't want to know what I've been calling you. Okay.
I'm used to it.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It was fun. And go visit his webpage or look at him on Instagram or Facebook if you want to learn more. Or just go straight to Garland Road right there by Hypnotic Donuts.
Right,
go visit him.
Yeah, White Rock Lake. Yeah.
Well, I'm Rihanna.
And I'm Megan.
And we're the Chamber Chicks, getting busy with business.
Oh, my Chamber Chicks.